There's this internal war. You're in an internal war with yourself. And everybody's in an internal war with ourselves because this is the world that we've been conditioned into. So you're not unique, you're not alone, you're not faulty for this. This is like the conditioning of our culture. We demonize, suppress, repress the feminine principle who wants to live in the birthright of pleasure and ecstasy and love and freedom because it's demonized because the culture is fucking fearful of that. On our journey to love, if you're feeling, you're experiencing love bursting through in this moment, I'm this woman, this attunement to this woman who's big and bold and dresses like in this way and owns who she is and owns her desire and lives in that way, that's your feminine principle. And she's burgeoning through. And the war that you have is with the consciousness inside of you that is against love coming through. So the work, the journey for the rest of your days, it never goes away, is the marriage, is the union of love and consciousness within your own body, so that over time, that conditioned consciousness aligns with love, who's like, oh, I just want to live as the beautiful expression of my heart and soul, which is what anybody who's on a journey of initiation and individuation and soul embodiment, we have to reconcile with the consciousness that doesn't want us to live in that way. Your endless experience unfolding into
Yes.
ecstasy and bliss, and you would just hang out there and as a feminine essence being, that's amazing and beautiful. And yeah. And in order to really bring forth that in ourselves and for the world, we also need to have marriage with consciousness within us. But the beauty is that marriage of consciousness within us, like you're going to that at the moment, and that's reflecting how the relationship that you're having with them, because they're rejecting you and you're rejecting them because you're in this war with love and consciousness within your own being. There's a program of toxicity towards your feminine principle, but you, as the bold woman that you're growing into, that you're burgeoning into, that your nervous system is showing you and revealing to you, the two things need to come into alignment together. Otherwise, there's always going to be a state of collapse towards that conditioned response. And the only way that we can do that is our own continual devotion to our own embodiment. And it's a sneaky motherfucker because it's been there for 5,000 years. And we are the ones that are doing the clearing. And even today, I'll catch myself out and I'm doing my thing. And I'm like, oh, wow, look, that voice is there in the background doing its thing. And I'm like, okay. But in the place of alignment with what's true in my feminine essence, I can catch it in places of stillness. And sometimes I don't catch it, but I just catch it. I'm like, oh, look what's happening there. And because I'm so aligned with my feminine, I can just be like, yeah, no. So the more that you affirm your feminine principle, the stronger that principle will grow, right? So having containers like this, reflecting to yourself or being around people that can reflect that to you, the natural world, your creativity, the woman that is burgeoning from the inside is gonna keep growing, right? What it's going to require is you affirming your experience, your feminine experience, and validating your feminine experience. But you can only do that from a consciousness that is on board. But it's also you having your own boundaries. So when you hear those voices turning towards and say, I really hear you. I really know that you've got concern. And I've got the reins here. So you're going to have to trust me. And they might kick up and they might keep kicking up. And you also might need the warrior, your own warrior for this to be able to really defend the space of your own sanctuary. And that's what your nervous system needs, because if you don't have that, you're going to keep going into collapse. What we're doing is we're rewiring your feminine blueprint. We are like unearthing these aspect so that you can come to this place where, which is innately your essence. And on that journey, you meet everything that's in obstacle or in contraction. And that's just part of the journey. So the fact that you're feeling things and the fact that you're purging things and the fact that you're coming into awareness of all of these things, there's nothing wrong. It's just you're on a journey. And so the tendency to self-flagellate, if there's something wrong with me because I'm feeling these things, it's like, no, like this is also a journey of like non-duality. So everything that arises is part of the journey. And that's the shift in consciousness from dual consciousness to like a non-dual consciousness where we just experience. That is the feminine principle, is just to say yes to experience, experiencing itself.